Social media has become such a dominant force in much of our lives that it's become nearly impossible to avoid. We use it to reconnect with friends, make new ones, buy and sell products, and yes, sometimes wage political debates. And as GLT's Eric Stock explains, those who mind our tax dollars are also getting into the social media space. More and more, like the rest of us, they are learning as they go.
When Matt Sweeney heard that a refurbished Normal Fire Department engine caught fire on the interstate in January of last year, he knew this would be his version of a five-alarm blaze. Sweeney is the Normal Fire Department's public information officer. An increasingly big part of that job is managing the department's social media platforms.
Before I could even get back to my desk, there were pictures and video of our fire engine on the side of the road burning up, and it's not something we can hide. You know, it's our fire engine on fire.
If something like this had happened when Sweeney started working for the department in 2010, it's likely few would have even noticed. But in this digital age, where nearly everyone has a camera in their pocket and instant access to the online world, it became an instant social media firestorm. So Sweeney did what any self-respecting social media manager would do. He owned it.
We had to get in front of it, and we put out a post that says, you know, unfortunately the rumors are true. We lost a fire engine this morning to a fire, and while it's ironic and sad, you know, we still had to put the information out because, you know, it's out there anyway. We might as well be a part of the conversation.
The Normal Fire Department's social media platforms include the standards, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and a neighborhood app called Nextdoor. NFT has one of the most active social media accounts among government agencies in McLean County, posting pictures from fire scenes, relaying weather alerts, and putting out your basic safety reminders, such as turning on your headlights when it's raining. That kind of content might be an essential part of what public safety agencies do, but that doesn't generally attract eyeballs, especially in the online world where content blasts like water out of a fire hose. In a medium where snark often rules, you have to say something that gets readers' attention.
Well, I like to claim I'm a funny person.
John Furman is the public information officer for the Bloomington Police Department. He manages the department's social media.
Well, this is how I think of it. When you're scrolling through, would you stop by or not? And if I say not, then you probably need to do something that's going to catch somebody's attention.
A scroll of BPD's Facebook page shows lots of cat memes, funny misadventures, and words of wisdom from Yoda. These are all lighthearted attempts to convey important points, but there's the serious, too. Social media has become a primary way for law enforcement to get the public's help in investigating cases, especially through an app BPD joined late last year called Neighbors. Similar to Nextdoor, police and even people in your neighborhood can post crime alerts and other safety information. Users can even upload video from a home security camera. Furman says when the department posts photos of suspects they're looking for, they often get replies from the public within minutes, sometimes seconds. That can help them make an arrest. He says BPD has had 15 to 20 cases where a social media post directly led to an arrest. He suspects apps like Neighbors will help that number grow.
That could technically or could be the like ideal spot for like help identifies. People can actually go to that and be like, hey, you know what, I'm sitting in bed, I wonder if I can identify anybody in these cases. And we could probably put more information on those help identifies. Because if we do it a bunch on Facebook, then it's going to become noise.
So how does a public body measure how effective its use of social media is? Nora Dukowitz is communications manager for the city of Bloomington. She says the city is still defining those metrics. But make no mistake, she says social media must do more than satisfy some broad concept of public awareness. The city seeks tangible benefits.
We are not necessarily using this just because, first of all, I'll say just in quotations, just to drive information or just to get information out there. We're using this for business purposes also. You know, we want to sell tickets to the BCPA. We want to get visitors to the zoo. I mean, those are real business models.
The Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts and Miller Park Zoo are just two of the many city-run entities that run their own social media. The city also offers a free My Bloomington app where residents can report things like potholes, public nuisances, and requests for bulk waste pickup. Coming up with a true cost-benefit analysis can be difficult, but seeing what works and what doesn't is easily attainable, especially for someone like Nate Carpenter. He runs the Social Media Analytics and Command Center, or SMAC Lab, at Illinois State University.
If you're an organization like a municipality or an emergency management agency, or even somebody in public office, if you're going to reach your constituency, it's hard to compete.
As you might expect, funny rules online. The Town of Normal's most popular post ever is the Great Wild Turkey Crossing, a photoshopped image of wild turkeys crossing Jersey Avenue on April Fool's Day. It's been shared more than 470 times. Carpenter says municipalities use this type of content to get people to follow so they are more likely to see the next traffic alert or boil order.
I think that's what we have come to expect culturally, right? That this really ought to be, a space that gets information out, and that's about it. But, there is an expectation, too, that's at least culturally right now, that we be either entertained or that we also share a common culture.
Carpenter says many larger corporations have full-time social media managers or entire staffs that can help build the company's brand and fill much of the vacuum online. That's generally not something a city or a fire department can do, for example. But Carpenter argues too many companies treat it as a side job.
You can't expect to grab an intern from your local university or community college and assume that person's going to be able to maintain everything. You have to get those people training, and I realize budgets are tight, but people who are in the role of managing those social media accounts are going to be seen by more people than are reading your press releases.
Nora Dukowitz with the City of Bloomington says she spends about 25% of her job managing Bloomington's social media, but that's much more than posting content. There's a responding to questions and feedback and monitoring other sites. The challenge, she says, is managing all of that in the confines of a city hall that generally operates on a 9-to-5 philosophy, while some city services, like police and fire, are 24/7. So what should the expectations be?
That's an evolving area. All of our social media accounts do have a disclaimer on them that we aren't monitoring them 24/7. We just don't have the resources to be able to do that. However, we are also aware that some people, that is their most comfortable way of communicating.
And sometimes they're relaying an emergency when they should be calling 911. The Bloomington Police Department's John Furman says that happens about once a week, though not as much as he had feared initially. He says he makes it a point to respond as quickly as he can if it's an emergency.
It'd be terrible if we didn't reply. I mean, it'd be like coming to the police department and knocking on the window and nobody comes out and replies to you. So we try to get to them as soon as we can.
Another element to monitoring social media is responding when the conversation turns nasty or personal. That can easily happen when police departments show someone's mugshot or posts an arrest.
Some of the crime-related posts that we have, there might be 500 comments. I try to look as best as I can. If anybody personally attacks somebody or, it's a long page of, what the page rules are, but we also have to look at First Amendment rights.
Furman says the department generally draws the line at vulgarity or threats. Repeat offenders will get blocked, which Furman says has only happened a handful of times. While social media managers constantly have one eye on what people are saying about them online, they also have to keep an eye toward the future. No one knows how long Facebook will be around or what the next big app will be, but they must continue looking for new ways to reach their audience. Matt Swaney with Normal Fire says the department could soon start experimenting with live videos from fire or crash scenes, which some fire departments in major cities are doing.
We don't have 100% on how we're going to manage this yet. It's just something that we're looking at doing, and we've seen other fire departments doing it, and if somebody's doing it right and they're getting good feedback on it, then it's something that we can try and see if it works here.
Swaney says a major obstacle would be protecting someone's medical privacy. For now, though, the Normal Fire Department and Bloomington Police Department view their social media platforms as a public image tool. BPD's John Furman says he hopes social media can break down barriers, just as he tried to do when he started as an officer on the streets.
Most of us are just good people trying to do the best that we can for our community. And that's kind of what we want to show, that angle, because a lot of the times, police officers are portrayed as like the principal at the school or the disciplinarian. Like, nobody wants to talk to the police because you're probably in trouble.
And the Normal Fire Department's Matt Swain, he says part of that humanizing approach involves having a little fun at your colleagues' expense.
The cops don't get offended when we made a picture of one of their squad cars with donut wheels, and then they take it and they run pictures of the fire department sleep on recliners. You know, it's the back and forth kind of thing like that. That's just, it's fun. We have a mutual respect for each other, but we can still poke fun at each other too.
And Swainy says photos are better than text online, and videos are better than photos. But what ultimately works online is what tugs at the heartstrings. I'm Eric Stock.
Sometimes social media addresses a controversy. Tomorrow in Sound Ideas, how governments respond when social media creates the controversy.